Since 2012, the violence in Myanmar's Rakhine state has displaced thousands of people. According to the United Nations Human Rights Council, that number has surpassed 140,000. In recent months, videos of abuse by Burmese security forces have emerged, coupled by allegations of rape and the burning of Rohingya Muslim villages. These actions prompted ASEAN foreign ministers to gather in December 2015 to discuss the situation and a series of rallies led by Malaysian Prime Minister Najib Razak. Last week, Lee Yong-hee, the UN Special Rapporteur on Human Rights for Myanmar, sat down with the country's de facto leader, Aung San Suu Kyi, to discuss the situation. Phil Robertson, the Asia Deputy Director for Human Rights Watch, says on Skype that such events show just how dire the situation is in,
particularly the areas around Mongda and Budidong, which were affected by the security sweep slash crackdown that took place after the original attacks against the Border Patrol. We're still seeing restrictions on humanitarian access, international humanitarians not being able to get into these areas. The security sweeps are still ongoing. Human Rights Watch found over 1,500 structures destroyed using satellite imagery. And now the authorities are undertaking a wave of demolishing so-called illegal structures, structures that were built without advance permission from the authorities.
Hunter Marston, an independent analyst who previously worked at the U.S. Embassy in Myanmar, adds that Lee Yong-hee's visit was somewhat of a good sign.
But the unfortunate reality is that Lee was not allowed to speak with just anybody. She was kind of kept to the pre-approved government list and not allowed into certain villages.
The Burmese government did investigate allegations of wrongdoing, but Marston characterizes the results as
categorical denying of the situation, the reality on the ground.
While the events in the Rakhine state have captured the international media headlines, problems have persisted for some time. Marston says,
starting with the 1960s, the military juntas increasingly repressed the Rohingya. And in 1982, the Burmese citizenship law finally stripped them of citizenship, not recognizing them as a legitimate ethnic group under their constitution.
In 2012, during ethnic infighting, Robertson says,
Human Rights Watch investigated and found very clear evidence of ethnic cleansing and crimes against humanity committed by ethnic Rakhine Buddhists with the support of security forces against Rohingya.
The intense international focus of the situation in the Rakhine state and Lee Yong-hee's recent visit isn't enough, says Marston, to bring about an optimistic view of the situation, given that
it's very tightly controlled on the ground. Aung San Suu Kyi has clearly continued to insist on not using the term Rohingya to talk about the Muslim population in Rakhine state. There is room for improvement, of course, because things are quite bad. That said, they could get a lot worse. While a lot of people have been throwing around the term genocide, I don't think we've quite reached that yet.
Marston says there is hope, if Suu Kyi and her government take a more proactive role, a thought echoed by Robertson.
I don't think at this point it can be expected using the current tactics that they're engaged in. I think that the Burmese government has to stand up. It has to basically confront the military and say, look, you cannot use these kind of rights-abusing tactics in a systematic way, as you're doing in these areas, and expect us to remain quiet.
Marston says if ASEAN, and especially Indonesia, as the world's largest Muslim nation, engage closely with the Burmese government, change might occur. For VOA News in Washington, I'm Steve Miller.